cliffcentral.com.
Relationships are really strange.
Let's do it,
things.
Buddy.
I am in one, and I've been in many relationships. And I'm not saying they're strange because I'm in one. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying they're strange because they're strange things.
Yeah, they are.
Especially in conversation. Yeah, they're a lot to navigate and handle. You never know if you're going about it the right way. It's like being a mother in some.
Yeah, sense. You. I wouldn't
say compare
so.
It to that.
No, I wouldn't. That's a whole lot different. Like it's a different thing. Altogether.
In my relationship, so Honey Rose asked me yesterday, what did she say? And it's one of those questions that you're like, oh shit.
You're like, what?
How do I go about answering this question? Because it's very strange.
I'm very curious.
Yeah, it's one of those, you're gonna think about it.
I'm laughing at you right now. Because I can already see you thinking about your answer when she asked you that question. So that's why I'm laughing at you.
Before I get to what I'm saying, I will be spreading love all the way to PTA and all across the world, of course. Mm-hmm. Calvin Fallow, the mystery that is Calvin Fallow.
Yeah.
So that should be fun to engage in. So
there's
we'll
yellow, there's beautiful.
Hey.
So we shall get into it.
All of these
eventually.
There's lockdown as well. All of these things. And we've also got Andile Makaring. Is it Makaring?
Oh, you can say.
Okay, yeah. So we'll get to how we pronounce that.
Yeah.
I just want to say Macarena. Well, every time I see, when I've been seeing it, I should say Andile Makaring.
Let's not divert from what you were saying.
Okay, right. So
I'm very curious.
To what I was saying, right. So relationships being strange things. So she asked me, I feel like I need to look at that. It was on WhatsApp. I said, man. Very odd.
While you're looking for your question, hello, Jack.
Hello.
How are you? I had to do that
you
to you.
You sound like
I'm
a
sorry.
Naughty child.
I had to do that to you. It's not a good thing, but I just felt like it.
No, I'm a naughty child. I'm a very naughty child.
Yeah, you've
How's
been
everyone
very
doing,
naughty.
Right?
How are you, Monkey?
Ah, I'm back.
Monkey's back. Ah! They've been making noise. Where is Jack? We don't really care about you. We want Jack. Jack is here.
Yeah.
People, like.
I'm finally back. The court case is done with. I'm never going back to court again. So
woo-woo!
thank Jesus for that.
Amen.
A lot of things, man. A lot of things have been happening over the past 2 weeks. A lot of work has been put together. You guys are going to find out
soon.
Next month, man.
Nice.
April is happening.
Nice one.
It's going down.
It's going down.
It's going to happen, man. It's
Let
gonna
it
be
go
so beautiful.
Down, buddy.
Yeah. But
it's about time.
I'll play you guys some stuff. But off air, unfortunately.
Yeah,
exclusive. Yeah, no, we're working with contracts now. You know what I'm
okay.
Yeah.
As long as contracts are involved, then hey, you're on the right path.
Yeah, I mean, slowly but surely, we'll get there.
I get to be one of those people now that gets to say, "Were you there before the song was on the album? Because
like,
I heard it before
I heard
it got on
it,
the album.
Born, I was
you need
there.
To calm down, okay? All
right. Coming back to your question,
okay,
I'm
so,
very curious.
Man, she said, or she asked. If you were a girl, see right there.
That's a trap, buddy. Oh. It's a trap.
If you were a girl, what kind of guy would you be into?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
What? that's a trap right there.
I had to take a moment. Like,
Because the problem is, you're gonna describe the type of guy you're looking for. And then she's going to start wondering what type of guy are you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you become too descriptive, like, yeah, he must have chiseled shoulders and biceps. And all
I actually
stuff.
Did. I did describe what kind of guy I'd be into.
Oh, okay.
So I want to ask you.
What kind of guy?
Yeah, I want to ask Londi.
Oh,
girl.
Okay.
I want to ask you guy. So Londi, what kind of guy?
I want, what kind of guy
girl,
would I,
what kind of
what kind
girl,
of girl
would, you be into, you
would I be into?
If you were a
if
guy.
If you were a guy.
A girl who is more like me.
More like you?
Yeah.
Describe, what is you? We don't know what you
me?
Is.
Me? I'm a very simple person.
Oh, life.
Difficult at times. Difficult, I can be very difficult. I know that. Not impossible, just difficult.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would want a girl like me, a girl who can stand her ground and just be not shaken about a lot of things and just be on some, hey, if you want to be here, we'll be here. If you don't, you don't.
Must she have money, like, though?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, wait.
It's that. I want to be with some. I know that I'm a kind of person that I would actually build with someone.
Yeah.
So I want to be with that kind of a girl. A girl who's got her head properly screwed around her
You're
neck.
Too sweet, all right.
I mean, yes. You know, she described.
And I mean, look at me. Look at my body. And yeah, no.
No.
Want some meat and all that.
No, we've been. Don't worry. We've been looking at you. But listen. Really, you didn't explain his physical attributes. What type of physical attributes would you be looking for in a girl
in
if
a
you were
girl.
A guy? Yeah.
A girl like me.
Okay.
Come back here.
A girl like me.
A girl
literally
like
a girl like me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's got a fetish.
Yeah.
Got all the cushion for the push.
Exactly.
Huh?
Jack.
All right.
Okay.
No, I mean, I
wouldn't go for, I have nothing against skinny people, but I wouldn't go for a girl who's skinny.
Yeah, I would.
I would go for a girl like me.
For damn sure. Lundy is looking for a girl whose ass is fat enough that when she sits down, she's 2 inches taller. You know what I'm saying? Is that booty?
Very funny.
It's that booty duty. okay, what type? Okay, wait. So how
what
do
type
I?
Type of guy would you be into?
Would I be
girl?
Into? Okay, he'd be fun sized.
Yeah,
so,
of course. I knew he'd. Yeah,
he'd be fun sized. Outgoing, man. I love people that want to go find things. You know, like the world. From we always think of the world as this small place. People are always saying that the world's so small. Whatever. In actuality, the world's really big.
It's not small.
Like it's huge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's actually almost impossible for you to actually fathom how large the world is. I want to go out there and investigate and find out. You know what I mean?
Mm.
In October. Fingers crossed, we might just be going to Thailand. Go
there.
Yeah, I'm gonna learn Muay Thai.
Put it all out there.
I have a
come
question
back
for
and
Jack.
Whoop everyone's ass.
What if the guy's broke though?
What if the guy? Hey,
I'm just asking.
Then no, he'd be my type of guy. Seriously, he'd be my type of guy.
If, oh, really?
Seriously, I don't mind if he's broke.
Oh,
that
really?
Means we can do a lot more with what we have.
Okay,
it's,
sharp.
It's just that how we've. Turned
asking.
Relationships into all about money.
Yeah.
Like it's so it's
not about the cash.
That
on,
sounds
guys.
So
it's
cute.
Sickening,
yeah.
Actually.
Sounds so cute.
Physical attributes, Jack. Physical attributes.
Physical. The type of guy I would want.
Yeah.
Mm. Shit. The gym is real. You know what I'm saying? You'd have to hit the gym. You know what I'm saying? Like do pull-ups or something. You know what I mean?
And, he must lift you.
Do you know what's weird? Right?
He must lift you.
He must lift me. Do you know what's weird? Like I'm a very emotional person. Like I'm really in touch with my emotions.
Are you?
Yeah. I wouldn't want a guy like that. You, man, I'd shout at him all the time.
Emotional. So you're emotional, Jack.
I'm a very emotional
more
person.
More life to you, bro.
I am so emotional. It's not even funny, man. Like there are times where I'm watching TV and things happen.
Yeah.
That emotional.
I can't
that
live.
Emotional.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm
it's a good thing, Jack.
I have no problems with the person that I am. You get what I'm saying? I'll be the first
straight
person
up.
To admit when I am something or am not something.
Mm. Yeah.
One thing I am is emotional.
Mm.
So I wouldn't want to date an emotional guy. Can you imagine me as an emotional woman dating an emotional guy? Damn it, man.
Now there has to be a stability.
Yeah.
The yin, the
I'll
yin
shout
to
at
the
him
yang.
All the time. Quit crying, do some push-ups
there
or something.
There has to be a yin to the yang.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
What is this?
So this is how
can
I answered.
Obi mushi.
How I answered my question.
Mm-hmm.
I said he would be muscular.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Not like a bodybuilder.
Gym is real.
Okay. He'd be pretty, obviously.
Oh.
Someone caring and endearing.
There you
a
go.
A person to talk to. Like someone I can actually listen to while they talk.
Mm.
Right.
A guy that understands that it's okay to be held.
Right.
Nice.
You know?
And it's okay to be vulnerable as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
You
okay.
know, if
here we go.
Look, no homo, but if you were a girl, I would date the shit out of you, man. Seriously, we wouldn't leave the house ever.
Oh.
Just baby, stay here with me.
You're not going anywhere.
I feel like my vagina needs to get some kind of insurance.
Yeah, it would. It really would.
A funeral plan of some sort.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Here's for those of you, well, I can tell Andile is shocked by what's happening.
What show is this? I don't get informed by this, man.
No, man. This is 20-something, man.
Listen to the kids, bro.
This is how we do this shit, man. This is how we talk. I mean, honestly speaking, if we were anywhere else, this is how we'd be talking anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's perfect that we bring that type of life to the show. Should we jump into it?
What are we jumping into?
Yeah,
well, did you see this?
Yes. Okay, Andile, we're going to get to you.
Just like that, Jack.
Sorry,
I just
I'm sorry,
saw something
man.
And I was like...
All right.
No, I mean, you're going to be with us for the rest of the hour.
No, it's fine.
So we've got a lot of time to talk.
This is me acting emotional.
Exactly. That was that was my exact same reaction.
Okay, so Lundi, never show me that picture again.
I didn't. He did.
Okay, this week, right? Do you know what's weird? You remember we had sent in an interview request to speak to Ahmed Kathrada? And then, and then, you know, a couple of weeks later, we found out that he had passed on. You know, rest in peace to the struggle veteran. Mm. There was another struggle veteran at that funeral who did some unprecedented gangster
That guy, he did things, and then it was, I felt like the only thing that's left for him was to say juices and just drop the mic. And
you know, here's the thing, right? If you know me.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll realize that this thing is in the bloodline, man.
Got the MO.
We always dropping bombs.
We were never ready for that, bro.
It's just swag.
We were just never ready for that. Personally, I was not ready for that. When I saw it, I was like, what?
So for those of you who don't understand what the fuck we're talking about, listen, my uncle, Mr. Kalima Mutlante, you must say it with respect. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he did the highlight of the week.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think back at this week, everyone's talking about the same thing. Kalima Mutlante's speech.
Kalima should drop a mixtape, yo.
I'm actually
I already see him going, yo. And then the rest just follows.
What I should do is take extracts from that speech and put them on a jab. You know what I mean? Like when he's telling, he's like, hey, this is real. Jay-Z must step down. We've had enough. You know what I mean? What's interesting though, on Twitter, after he said the speech, you know, a lot of people were like, yo, Kalima Mutlante, I can't believe. And then Black Twitter intervened, like, sorry, let me just.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Black Twitter was like, yeah, shut up. You're just mad because you lost. You know, because they had the whole electoral and he didn't become the president of the ANC. Yeah. They're like, yeah, he's just bitter because he's lost. No, he's not. I think if there's anyone within that circle, speaking from personal experience, anyone in that circle that actually has a serious desire to make this country better, I'm not just saying this because he's my uncle, but genuinely speaking, I think Kalima Mutlante is our best option.
Yeah.
At this point in time. Whether the country listens to me or not, it's fine. It's fine. I'll just go to the house you guys built him. Yeah. How's that for payback?
As if pushing a propaganda alone was not enough.
Shots fired.
That's that cabinet reshuffle shit.
Yeah, man. Right now.
No, I'm telling you. Because today, after the when did the cabinet reshuffle happen?
Last night.
A couple of those guys went to Pretoria with the Blue Light Brigade, came back in an Uber.
With an Uber, like what?
Oh, life is real. Shit just got real.
It did.
Yeah, man. That was the only thing I wanted to get into for the past week. Do you guys have any?
No. Okay. We're not going to go into the reshuffle of the cabinet. It's been done.
Andile, you have been shuffling and reshuffling ever since I walked into the studio. So let's finally get to you.
Andile is insane, bro.
Yeah,
he's crazy.
Insane, bro.
Crazy. Like,
He's absolutely crazy. You know? Hey, by the way, did you guys see him in the McDonald's ad?
I didn't. I saw him say that he was in the McDonald's advert, and it made me want to watch it
that
again.
That was like last year, man.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got Wi-Fi up in here.
Are you going to play the advert right now?
I'm not going to play the ad.
It's that song, What's So Darling, Darling, Stand By Me and stuff.
Yeah. You know, all the little things, 1,000 little things.
There was this girl that was like, oh my God. You know, that song. Yeah.
This guy, we are chilling with a celeb here.
No.
Show some respect.
Yeah, you know. Nah, I ain't no celeb, right?
You two have McDonald's coupons? You eat there for free, like, I was on the advert, but though.
You just go walk in and be like, yo, it's me.
But also, shout out to there's a show that's going on at ACBC1 right now, One Day Leader. I was like top 20 there. It's still running now, so shout out to them as well. So yeah.
Really cool. Nice. Yeah, really cool.
Okay, you're on adverts, you're on TV, TV
shows. The only
shows.
Person in the country who gets bottomless Coke at McDonald's.
No. What do you do?
Hey, man.
What doesn't he do?
I don't do drugs. That's what I don't do.
Well, the jury is still out on that one. But we'll circle back to the drugs.
No. I'm just a 20-something-year-old guy. I'm in the tech industry primarily.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of media stuff. And then, yeah, basically, I just try. I'm a creator. You know, the people often say entrepreneur and all that type of stuff, but that word is so overplayed now.
Yeah.
So I'm more of like a creative artist, because at the end of the day, I think we're all artists. So that's what I do, basically.
All right. I mean, with yourself working in the tech industry, and you do a lot of work in helping small businesses.
Yeah. That's what.
Why is it that important? Like, why should people be opening up businesses, man?
Like, this, I mean, based on today, I woke up like everyone, cabinet reshuffle, everything's just like, what the hell? Basically, like, we live in an era where you just can't trust your presidents or your leaders and stuff. You got to do things on your own, basically. I was listening to a guy rap here prior to thingy, and he's telling me how everything is becoming independent. You just got to do things on your own
because
you're going to get screwed over. That's just how the system goes, I guess.
Shout out
to the small business guys out there.
All right. I mean, when you hear the statistics about small businesses and whatnot, like how some businesses don't if your business can stick around for 2 years, you've done something amazing. Like, how would you motivate someone? Like, someone who's listening to the show right now has got a great idea for a business. How would you tell them, look, just do 1, 2, 3, 4?
Like, you know, one thing I've learned, like, It's not what you know, it's who you know. That you can't deny that. That's so true, especially in Joburg.
Yeah.
So, and then I've also started my own like small business with my friend. That didn't work out well because we were so strapped. The number one guarantee as a small business, you know, every day you're bleeding money. That is by default, it's just how it goes.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, as cliche as it sounds, but you got to surround yourself with people that can help you in the game. And then, and just be careful what you read, because there's so many statistics, like small businesses fail here and that. And then also, you got to have that a bit of narcissistic confidence in terms of it's going to work out.
For sure.
Like, even if things aren't working out, but you always have to have that. And just surround yourself with bright, like-minded people. And then, and just work hard, I guess. And also, like, work smart. You know, it's cliche as it sounds, but, you know, you get on platforms as well. That's another thing I'd also say.
Yeah.
And just keep grinding. That's all I can say. Like,
for the longest time, entrepreneurship or being an entrepreneur was just the word for me.
Yeah.
Taught throughout school, like, oh, entrepreneurship, yeah, woo-ha.
Dude.
Without really the business balance of it being there.
Mm.
And do we have the climate in this country where small businesses can survive, can become big businesses one day, can thrive? Because, I mean, you're going to start, you're going to struggle, yes. Yeah. But will you start, struggle, and see an end to what it is you're doing, or a growth to what you're doing?
It's a good question, because the way when you, and it's so funny, I only realized now after school and varsity, the way the system in South Africa is designed is that it's so hard to get an entry level into your business and stuff, because there's guys out there that have been making money off oppressing the small guys. So there's some industries like your insurance, your banking, your retail, where it's like, oh my God, you're the small guy. So I think there is so much growth for us as entrepreneurs on the come up, but at the same time, it's like who you know. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I've got a great idea. There's so many guys with great ideas. You go to in the hood, guys, great ideas, bro. Like, unbelievable. I saw on the internet yesterday, some guy designed his own car in Limpopo, the electric car and stuff. But, and then we're going to be like, oh, Elon Musk is dope. But Elon Musk got the money for that, right? But this guy, he's still lacking access to funding and stuff. So I think, once again, it's positioning as well. But there is growth for that. And I think the problem with South Africa, there's too many guys out there. There's too many, well, I'll say companies that are being funded or being invested in and that don't deserve that investment. Like, a guy can have 20 million rand funding, but he's only employing 2 people.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? And then I'm saying, I'm creating jobs or whatever. And then the guy gets the media credit, you know? It's like, wow. And then there's some guy in the township that can employ like 8 people. So that's just the way it is. It's like, we need to change that as well.
It's insane.
Cabinet reshuffle shit.
It's insane for me that we hear about Silicon Valley. We hear about these major tech companies, well, that we help to grow, like a Facebook, like a Twitter, a Snapchat, whatever you're going to think of, that gets sold for billions of dollars.
Yeah.
It seems so easy for them to start a company like that. Mm. And have it grow, and then become what, you know, what they become in future. Are we ever going to get there? You know, where you going to sell your company to whomever, private company that wants you?
I think we are. I think the way globalization is taking its shape, you know, you see a lot of companies that are like looking for outside investors instead of, you know, like local investors. And I think, you know, everything is growing. When you look in South Africa from music, everything is growing. Like, it's no surprise recently, Black Coffee, Drake. Back in the day, that would have been so huge. But now it's like, I expect that to happen. And in business as well, you hear guys going to the Valley, getting investments from there. So I think it will happen. It's just a matter of time. It's just a everything is becoming interconnected. It's just a matter of time. But, you know, patience in the game, I think that's what it is.
It's tough to wait.
It's really rough. It's really rough because you check that most investors, they look for companies with a good track record. And you ask yourself, if we're not given opportunities, then how are we going to get this good track record? How are we going to get you guys to invest on what we're building? It's just...
It's a catch-22 thing.
It's like, you know, when you apply for a job and you sit down for the interview. Sorry, you've got no experience. You're like, but how am I going to get experience?
Exactly.
You don't give me the job. Like,
so you can't be talking about good track record when you don't really invest on what we are starting as young businesses.
I read a quote, I think it was last year, and it said, there's nothing more common than... people with great ideas that are unsuccessful.
Wow. Yeah.
That's so fucking true, bro.
Success. I want us to focus on that word. Success. Like, do you think we should be changing what that word actually means?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, from my point of view, what people view as success is wealth. And that's not always the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think, okay, firstly, success for me is the gap between my potential and where I'm at right now.
Okay.
So that's what it, so basically success for me is my potential. And I think too many people are focused on past successes and thinking, oh, I got this, I got that.
Yeah.
But I'm focused on like, okay, what can I do next? What's the next move? Like after this year, I'm already thinking, what's my next move?
Yeah.
That's success because you're always reaching new limits. You're always expanding and stuff. So it's never finite, basically.
All right.
You know? And then wealth, when you look at the dictionary, is a sense of your well-being. So wealth is not really financial.
Yeah.
It's an element of it, but wealth can be your mental state. Some guy, I was listening to some guy yesterday telling me that, well, I was listening to him. He's like, it's impossible to be broke because you have so many valuable things, and you're like, how can you be broke if you have confidence? How can you be broke if you have discipline? How can you be broke if you have purpose or dreams? So you can't really be broke. I was like, damn.
He should have said, how can you be broke if you don't have money?
Yeah, that's what I was like, damn. I was like,
throw
wow,
it in there,
bro. It's crazy. Yeah.
No, but it's very true.
It's so
not
true.
Not to make light about what you're saying, but it's very true.
But you still need money, though.
One of the stances that you hold, that you take, is that having one job in South Africa is or as a 20-something is not enough.
Dude, it is never enough.
Why the hell do you say that?
Mm. Well, firstly, because your the income you get is the highest taxed. Firstly, from that, I don't care if you're earning 38 or 40. I had some chicks like, but I earn so much more money than you. I'm like, yeah, but like you're still getting taxes and stuff, and you know, and I think the way the system is designed for businesses to I mean, that's why it explains why so many people what's the word, like, they use their business as their way of getting their income rather than their personal income.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're not doing something besides just working your 9 to 5, whatever, you're so screwed. And the way, there's this whole thing of don't depend on the economy, depend on the you economy, which is your economy.
Yeah.
So when you can, there's two types of people. You can look at the cabinet reshuffle like, oh my God, shit is going down. And you can be like, this is an opportunity for me, you know?
Yeah.
I might get some money from Kick
Up. Yeah, man. Might just.
I might get that suit.
Might just. Do you know what? There's what I've picked up about a lot of people in and around Joburg, Pretoria as well, especially people, well, they call us millennials.
Dude.
I really hate that word. Like, it's so long. It's so unnecessary.
I just think about millions, bro.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay.
I thought of that. I'm like, not wrong. It's very unnecessary, though.
Yeah, anyway, since we are the X, Y generation, whatever. Yeah, the millennials. You know, what I've picked up about a lot of us is that about 80% of us that actually have 9-to-5s are going there because we need the 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And then after that, we go do what we really want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I feel like people need to go back to their own truth. Because, mm-hmm. like, I honestly believe if I were to search in my soul and wonder to myself, what is it that I want to do? I'd probably carry on doing what I'm doing now.
Wow.
You get what I mean? And a lot of people seem to be wasting time with these 9-to-5s mm-hmm. instead of chasing their passion projects. Because I feel like with passion projects, you don't even care about the money and wada-wada. You just give of yourself to then, what it is you're doing.
And then one would come and say, passion doesn't pay the bills though. And you're like, you wouldn't understand until you actually do something that you're very passionate about.
I was in studio last night, like all night. Didn't eat a single thing. I didn't even know I was hungry.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because as soon as people tap into their truth, that's when the whole mentality is going to change.
But some people might argue like, okay, I get out of school. I've got a kid. I've got a family to feed. So I need a job. That's how the system is designed.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know?
I guess that's how most of us get stuck that 9-to-5 that we hate.
And then
with that boss that dislikes us.
A person has had no money on the come up and then now they're officially working. Now they need to spend that money.
Yeah.
They're not thinking about the future. Like, oh, let me invest this in some business or stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just... you know, it's a mentality thing. That's what I'm
thinking. How do you think we can change the culture then? Because, you know, more especially for Ronaba Tsongo Kasi, like us, Kasi kid,
you know,
man, we had to share so much. The moment that we have enough,
Black tax.
You know,
you know?
Yeah.
We grew up in households with like 6 people in it, and there's 5 rooms in the entire house. You know,
and then when one gets a job, and they start taking care of the rest, then when are you gonna take care of yourself?
How do we
defeat the system?
Do you have any ideas, or are we asking you to change the world a bit too much?
Firstly, you gotta lose your mind in terms of like. I think when people see that this guy's so passionate about what he's wanting to do, I think they kind of step back and like, okay, let him do his thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Let him do his thing.
Because
even at home, they don't understand what's like business entrepreneurship. They're like, oh, he's just doing his thing that he's obsessed about.
Mm.
And then when results start, the thing is about us Black people, we only see things when there's results coming in.
For sure.
It's never like, hey, like, it's like, oh, hey, he's doing well. Hey, XA, what's happening?
Yeah.
So I think that's the problem right here. So yeah, it's tough. But you gotta lose your mind. You gotta be insane.
Yeah.
You gotta be obsessed with what you're doing, passionate and stuff. So, yeah.
You know,
get rid of the folks that you grew up with, man. Like, you know, those guys from the guys you grew up with, man. They are like, excess, Fulupi, a lot of boss.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I mean, you know.
Like,
we're trying to grind out.
You gotta expand, basically. You gotta expand and, you know, and like minded people as well. So, yeah.
All right. You know what, Andile, it's really interesting talking to you, but you're not our only guest for today.
Thanks, man.
Because apparently we're that popular.
Can I send a shout out to PR?
Look. Okay, Waban, this is where the problem starts.
No, I'm sending a shout out to my boy.
No,
he's cut off his mic.
We had not finished with you.
Oh.
You're busy sending shout outs.
Like.
Oh, dude.
Huh? What is this? We'll kick you out now. Get out of this studio now. This is how you behave.
Another reshuffle.
You will go home in an Uber. You understand what we are saying?
Not a Taxify.
Yeah. You'll go home, in fact, in a metered taxi.
Uh-uh.
Where you have to give directions. Sorry, but I'm going to look at left.
That's too expensive. So, Bambi takes like strategy. I'm going to put my life on here.
All right. Andile, you're still with us. Don't worry.
Okay.
We're still going to chat with you, man. For those of you who are listening right now and you want to be part of the conversation, you can send us your WhatsApp messages on 079-748-2090. I'm so happy they finally put it on the door.
Indeed. Oh, wow.
It's like, yes, it's on the door.
Finally.
Yeah. So 079-748-2090. And let us send us your thoughts, questions. We actually got... a message from someone just now. Unfortunately, didn't write his name. He's like, Zuma first, jobs last. Enough is enough. Signed to remove Zuma as president. Hashtag no confidence. I'm assuming that is like an online petition.
Yeah.
Yeah, he left us a link. man, me computer always mess me up.
I don't think we take petitions that seriously over here, man.
We don't.
Petition nation.
I don't remember the last time I actually saw a petition, but no, I'm lying. The Dacha couple was sending around a petition. That one I signed.
Obviously.
Yes, they're throwing an event on the 29th of April. We need to get them into studio. I feel like they will just enlighten me once they hear. Just get so high.
It takes you high.
So high. You know, it's a natural high. Anyway, we are joined. In fact, why am I the person introducing this gentle brother?
Maybe because you're the host.
No. I was the late host, so I'm not the host with the most. I'll leave it up to you guys.
Maybe you should introduce
biased.
Himself.
I'm being biased. I'm being biased how?
I'm a bit mad. You introduced him, but not me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a bit pissed.
All right, now you see, now I'm a bit scared. So
I come from Pretoria. Don't forget that.
I'm even more scared.
My melody to
be
specific.
To be precise.
Okay, so I'm gonna leave now. I'm not safe.
You're about to run for your life, bro.
I'm about to run. Like, I'm serious.
You have to.
I'm gonna run for the hills. I don't even know where they are, but I'll run there. You know, but nonetheless, we are joined by another gentle brother who just threatened my life. I don't know why, but he's part of the guys that will be putting together an event called Locked Down Experience. So on the lineup, they've got Aries, Nadia Nakai, DJ Speedster, Lulu Cafe, the Josh, Bang Bang.
Hey, the Josh Limamlozana guys, yo.
Hey man,
it's good.
Bang Bang Boogie and a bunch of other people, but the person we are joined by is also on the lineup, and he goes by the name Calvin. I don't know how to pronounce the last part. Is it follow?
Follow.
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 Calvin Follow.
Follow.
There you go. You see why I was scared. How you doing, Chief?
Good, and you, my brother?
I'm chilled, brad.
I'm number one.
So,
so you've got a short temper, we see, Calvin.
Yes.
Not really. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I was just about to ask, is there a Mamelodi thing, maybe?
Yeah. I do believe so. Yeah. Okay. You grow up with it.
I feel like Mamelodi gets a bad rap. Mamelodi's not that bad, man. Yeah, I mean, I've got family members, Kako Garden, say, you know.
Ah, that's not Mamelodi, bro. That's like the suburbs of Mamelodi. Yeah.
No, well, I mean, I was going to continue before you rudely interrupted.
Okay.
But it's
pardon
fine.
Me?
No, it's fine. Mamelodi suburbs. Yeah. It's all right. 2 seconds ago, they were like, Mamelodi, so gangster. But now there's suburbs. It's all right. It's all right.
Shake.
Andile was talking about, you know, going independent. That's the route. A lot of guys are talking about it now. I mean, musicians from the States have been doing it, being indie, not being signed to labels. They're not ambitious enough to do that anymore.
Excuse the pun. Good one.
So is that the route for you as well? You know, you've got you run your own things. You've got your own website. You run your own parties. You run your own label. Is that the follow way? Is that the new way of doing it?
Well, I believe the key is to have your own thing, but then you shouldn't forget to have people also to support you as well, you know? Because like me, I'm starting to take over. I'm working with House Africa, but I still have my own label, Fallow Zone. So that's just maybe the major key to the game. Have someone you can lean on, you know? I believe that's it.
You know, I always ask musicians this. I was at Ladies of Mars listening session last week, Thursday. I asked her that question. I'm going to ask you as well. What do you think about the state of music in this country? Like, what are your thoughts about, you know, be it house, hip hop, whatever the case may be? What do you think? Are we in the right? Are we going in the right direction? Do we have our own sound?
I believe we have our own sound. I believe we have the right path because of you can look at the likes of Black Coffee.
Yeah,
doing good. Your Kulos, whoever they overseas, they doing things that are big, man, you know?
Yeah.
So, I believe we're on the right channel. We just need to get a few obstacles out of our way.
Yeah.
You know, things like being cheated on by record labels and stuff like that. And then you should, I should say this as advice to people, you should know about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Basically know about distribution, publishing.
Yeah.
Needle times, wada. There's actually a lot of information out there. You can get it from the internet, school, whatever.
Yeah.
So once you have that information, I believe you can join through everyone else.
Yeah.
And then follow that path.
You know, given the internet has changed so many things in our lifetime, man. Some people literally made their careers because of the internet. Given that the internet is what it is, do you think we should still be trying to sign distribution deals with your Musicas and these other record selling places? Because do people still buy CDs? Like,
CDs are at the downfall, I believe.
Yeah.
iTunes is the new thing. It's the new Musica. So yeah, I still believe we still need distributors and stuff like that, because of it's kind of hard, because you'll have to publish and market your music as well.
Yeah.
So they do it for you to get it out there.
Yeah.
So it's gonna take quite a lot of effort to do all those things on your own, you know. So I believe we still need them.
I'm just really tired of going to Musica and sneezing because of all the dust that's settled.
Wow.
Play Store, iTunes, Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use that.
You're a mystery, man, and I love it. What I love the most about you is that you don't necessarily have to know a Calvin Fallow song, but you know Calvin. You know the name. I don't know how you did that. My brother yesterday, he's like, yo, who's coming through to the show? I'm like, yeah, Andira's coming through. Calvin Fallow's coming through. So I was like, oh, Calvin Fallow. I'm like, yeah. So I asked him, how do you know Calvin Fallow? He's like, no, he's one of those names that you just know.
Mm.
Even me, same for me. Like, you are one of those names that in the house or in the music industry, you're one of those names that you just have to know.
You know what does that is that this is actually my first in studio interview.
Okay.
I'm never ever.
What? All right, I'm, man.
I've done interviews before. Yeah. I've done interviews before.
I wish I was Tivo Tats. I needed horns, man.
Yeah,
man.
What happened to
that
applause, Neo?
Neo. Yes.
Yeah, basically, I used to do like interviews on the phone and whatnot. I was never out there. I was always behind. I would send my PR team to handle all those things and stuff like that. But then it came to a point whereby I was like, I have to lead my own path, you know. Mm. So that's why I'm here today.
Really cool, man. What are your thoughts on fame? You know, everyone starts off real humble. I just want to do it for the music. You know, I just love the music. And then they're on SABC 1 and Channel O and Trace. And they are on Trace, when they play the music video, they smash hit in the corner. What do you think about fame?
I think it's a good thing. Fame is never a bad thing. It's just how you handle it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of guys I know who handle it well.
Yeah.
Some, I don't know, maybe it's what they use. Because I know a lot of artists use stuff. I don't
use
know
stuff. Yeah,
they,
yeah.
They use stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I think
give
they
us
get
a source, Calvin.
It's just so
I
much.
I
didn't
say
anything.
Yeah,
I didn't say anything. Yeah, I believe it's that, man. The substance is whatever they take, and I think it gets to their heads.
Yeah,
you know, they start to lose their minds and stuff.
You know, because a lot of things change when you become popular.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Because I think you'll agree with me on this. As a musician, you hear the two letter word too many times. No.
Mm.
You hear no way too many times. Mm. Hey man, can I play a set at your club? No. This, you know what I mean? Once you become that popular that wherever you go, you keep hearing yes. You start thinking that's how life is supposed to be all the time.
Exactly.
It can be a very difficult thing to navigate. Fame is, for me, it feels a little bit weird.
But then if you look at it from a different perspective, once growing up, you have to go from grade R to grade 12, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe it's a step. You have to pass there to get there, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, it's never a bad thing. It's never a bad thing.
Okay. Really cool.
So the lockdown, the concept of lockdown, how did that come about? What is it all about?
Police have been taking us to jail.
Basically, it has nothing to do with prison, you know. It's locking down my fans. You know, I lock them down in one space. And give them a great experience, you know, because like there's been a lot of events happening everywhere else, but then it's always the same thing. It's always this and this and this. So I just decided, let me do something for my community and bring in a different flavor onto that, you know. So yeah, we ended up having lockdown, and it's quite amazing. It's quite huge.
How that? I need you to describe him, because I know you know, because you're about the series and the soapies. How the hell did you get Luthuli Dlamini? How the hell? And he's emceeing the party. I'm like, what kind of party is this gonna
be? The first thing when I showed him this poster, the first thing is like, why is this guy here? How did this guy get here?
Okay, basically, if you look at there's also other events, Shots and Shades for TUT. He's there. We've been working with him for quite some time. You know, he's Kehorot Malaga. Like, we close to that extent. But people, they didn't know up until now, you know. So I'm working with him in terms of robust productions and rhythmic tradings. So we like one big family. He's at Robust and I'm at Fallow Zone. But then we just merge it into one. So that's why we have that kind of close-up relationship.
That's really cool. That's really cool. So if you ever have any acting ambitions, he's the person you call.
I wouldn't say that. don't want to get into no trouble. I wouldn't say that.
Straight up said no.
Yeah.
Could we hear him on a song?
Yeah, I fucked with him on a song. It's going to drop, I think, in 2 weeks or so.
Straight
it's
up.
Really cool.
A free song, free download, though.
Oh.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
No. All right. Your current single right now, Beautiful. Tell us about that. What was that process like?
Beautiful. Okay, Beautiful is a simple song. It's a simple song about love and beauty. You know, I worked with a lady called Tokoloho. Mm-hmm. Some call them Tokoloho, but then she's actually Tokoloho. She stays in El Mafias. She's quite new to the game. This is actually her first recording. So, yeah, the song is quite something personal for me, you know. I help her to write the lyrics as well because it's what I'm feeling, basically, putting it out on a song, you know. So, yeah, Beautiful is actually getting... great reception, you know. I don't know why, because I've done so many songs, so many good songs before, but Beautiful is the one.
Is the one that, yeah.
You never know, but you then, yeah, I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love.
Do you know, excuse me, a lot of people have different ways of working. What's your process like? How do you come up with the music? Where does it come from?
That's hard to explain. I have to get in a certain space first. Yeah. Then from then, just create a lot of, get flowing with creative juices. You know, I just create a lot of music and stuff like that. Then I decide I go with this one. Like I can make 10 tracks mm-hmm. in a day, you know. Then from there, I'll decide I'll go with this one for now. Then I scrap all those other 10. I'll never use them again.
Yeah.
That's basically how I do it when I get into studio.
The single is called Beautiful. You were just saying that it's how you felt at that time.
It's
so
emotional.
You know what I'm going to ask, right? Who is this person that you felt?
Come on. It's not even like that. It's not even like that.
No, it's Funugwaz. It's Funugwaz.
Tell us.
It's not beauty as in like... physique, you know. It's,
okay.
It's beauty from within, you know. It's yeah, something that I'm feeling inside, but it has no one specific
yeah.
refer to. No, man.
All right, it's like the curves of the mountain. Yeah.
let's leave it at that. Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
So, yeah. What's next for Kelvin? Where to from now? 3, 5, 10 years. Where to?
Okay, what I can say from now on is that from now on, I'm going to go big. I'm going to be up there in your faces. I'm going to be like everywhere, you know, because I just decided to take this route now. Basically, I used to be in the backlight, like I said before, you know, but now I'm going to be everywhere. I'm going to be TV, doing TV interviews, doing shows and all that. So expect a lot from me from now on.
Is lockdown going to be an annual thing?
We'll see. Because I have a lot of projects in the pipeline. Mm. So we'll see. If people want more of lockdown, then we'll give them lockdown more.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. I mean, is this the very first lockdown?
Yeah, it's actually the first one.
All right. You know, we've had a lot of people that come in and out discussing the type of events that they put together. What were some of the challenges that you came across?
Actually, as this is my first event, you know, you get people who advise you. Some just advise you wrongly and stuff like that. So I went out there looking for sponsors and stuff like that. Couldn't find any. Only to find out that this is easy. You just have to find the relevant people and talk to them and then you do it.
Yeah.
You don't even need sponsors. I don't have sponsors on the event. It's just me and my two colleagues. That's it.
That's really dope.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah.
A lot of the time, people find themselves having to put together the money for these things. They go to sponsors and the sponsors take over.
Exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
It becomes the sponsors event now.
You know,
it's
become Savannah Presents
exactly,
Lockdown,
exactly.
Which is...
messed up. It's
which
messed up.
And half of the time, these sponsors don't do anything, really.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? There's some companies that want to take a hands-on approach, but... most of the time, they just give you the money. And just,
that's it.
Yeah, just
you
put
have
up
to do all
branding.
The work.
Yeah.
But then they still take all the credit. So it's fucked up.
I love that you said that you've put out so many songs. And this is the first one to catch. And that's how the game is, man. I think when what happened a few weeks ago with the new song by Casper, you know, and AKA saying what he said, that you don't tell your fans or you don't tell the people what is a hit.
Yeah.
And I think Julian Gomez as well had a couple of tweets as well. He was like, you know, you just put out the music, just make the music.
Yeah.
And whatever the people sort of take on, mm-hmm. that is what is a hit. Yeah. And don't tell us you're making the best music of your life. Like, that's not what it's about.
It's not.
Just do the work, put it out, and how we receive it is how we receive it. And
exactly. You know, the music will speak.
All the people that said I was a dick for not liking Casper Nyovest. Well, the chickens are coming home to roost, Papa. I'm sorry, that Tito Boweni track is trash. I'm not even going to apologize.
If I may ask, why do you say that, bro?
For me, it's got no content. It's got no real substance. Like, I mean, even the flow of the song, it sounds like some kid from America who grew up in some, bad neighborhood thought that he would be able to put together a rap song. And some guy gave him a beat and he started rapping.
But then don't you think, because you guys appreciate American people more than South African people. So maybe it's just trying to fill in the gap and give you what you guys actually require.
Sure. Look, I will not sit here and act as if that's not part of the argument. A lot of people have readjusted their ear and they like listening to American stuff. But for me personally, I am a person who loves music. Like, I don't care where it comes from.
Okay.
As long as it's good, I'll listen to it. You know what I mean? On the way in. In fact, when I walked into the studio, I was listening to a song by a woman by the name Tania Maria. She's from Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I don't care who makes the music. As long as it's good.
It's nice, then, yeah.
And Tito Mboweni is not good.
I feel
that was just my point.
My question is, what's new?
What is new?
Huh. Exactly.
No one's putting out anything new.
No one.
Thankfully, we've got you in studio, so you might just teach these people a thing or two.
How it's done. Yeah.
Do you know when a song of yours is bad? When it's just not your standard. Obviously, you wouldn't put something out just because, but
you know what works for me is that before I actually take out a song to the people, I take it out and test it. I take it to a club whereby there's like 500 people.
Yeah.
I go there, I was like, let me play just for free. And then I play the song. If people respond well, then I know, okay, I've got something here. Then that's when I can actually give it out to the people.
Yeah. That I think that is the way all artists should work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You should perform the track where there aren't too many eyes or ears and whatnot.
Critical listening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone is.
Put it out there. And that way you'll save us from listening to
Tito Mboweni.
Shut.
Stop it.
Hey, she said it. I had let it go.
The video is hot though, Jack. The video is hot.
I haven't even seen
it. I don't even want to say it. That's what? The thing.
I saw it.
Guys, that video.
That video is what? Like. Stop.
So is that the roots music is taking now that you're gonna give us a crappy song and just say you'll compensate on
with a great
video?
How many songs do we love after seeing the video though? Think about that.
A lot.
That's what the video is there for.
Like I couldn't listen to Beyonce's Single Ladies.
Yeah.
Without watching the video.
I mean,
it was the only way to listen to
Nicki Minaj, Anaconda.
No, that is a crap song.
Isn't this like a now thing? When you look at music back in the days, you didn't really need a video to sell the music.
Let me explain on that. You know, music is actually a feeling. So it has to do with a state of mind. So how it works is that when you hear a song a million times, you'll eventually start to like it.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or whether it's bad. So they just pop in the same video every day on TV.
Yeah.
You eventually start liking that video.
My thing is, right, like whenever someone brings up the argument, yeah, old school and whatnot, here's the main difference between old school music and music today, right? The software and the programs and all of those things that assist you today weren't there back then. You know what I mean? Mm. Which meant that you needed to go to a piano lesson and learn how to actually play the piano.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd have to learn classical music, jazz, R&B, and where all the great musicians of our time made fantastic things, you know? You'd have to study those things. Nowadays, Fruity Loops.
Just
click
press
here,
a button
here,
and then
boom, boom, boom. Tito Mboweni.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Andile, plug yourself. Where can we see you? Where can we catch you speaking?
Oh, me? Well, you're like, Probably gonna do another advert. I'm trying to get like this beer advert. I've always wanted to get a beer advert.
All right,
like, that guy.
Don't do drugs. Sell them.
I'm trying to hook up some. You know.
I see you.
And then
Andy Liz trying to be the next guy on, you know, on the Black Label. Edge. That, what are these?
Like, I've always had
these prize.
No, I just want to be the Black James Bond, bro. You know. I'm trying to do that, and then yeah. Well, I do a lot of like private sessions for tech, but that's more tech related and stuff.
So how do people get in contact with you? We want to follow you on Twitter, Facebook, yeah, well, all of them.
Okay, Twitter, Facebook, same account. It's AMAC Muckering. Well, okay. A-M-A-C-M-A-K-A-R-E-N-A.
Sorry.
You play.
Oh, man. Please
sorry,
don't. You know, yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
No, I'm not getting emotional, Jack.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right. Leave that to me.
You know, I like it when people say Mr. Muckering.
Oh. All right.
That's that billionaire money. That's that billionaire money, you know. That's that fuck you money. Like, dude, whether you like me or not, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, for sure. Calvin Fallow, so when is lockdown happening? Give us the details, brother.
15th of April.
Yep.
Mamelodi Sports Central Grounds. Ticket now, it's 150. VIP is 300 and something. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, be there. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be massive, man. You don't want to miss this one.
Really cool lineup. As we said, Calvo Fallow on the lineup. Aries, Nadia Nakai, DJ Speedster, Lulu Cafe, the Josh, and the list goes on and on and on and on.
And shout out to Matata Boys as well.
Shout out to Matata Boys. Yeah, man. So it's gonna be hosted by Lutuli Dlamini.
Yeah.
He'll be there. Doing his thing.
Advocate.
Come on, everybody. Put your hands in the air.
Advocate Lutuli.
Advocate Lutuli. It's going to be fun. It's going to be dope. Gentle Brothers, thank you so much for coming through. It was really dope hanging out with you guys. Right now, we have to step out of the studio, man. It feels like we just got here.
This is the best show in the country, bro.
Thank you for that, man.
Great.
All right. So it's about time for us to get out of here. It's been so much fun. I'm happy to be back. Guys, Monkey.
Yes, Monkey.
All right.
We happy we back.
Yeah, man. Just like that, we out of here.
Together. CliffCentral.com.